Ibrahim Gambari is a veteran diplomat from Nigeria, and all his diplomatic skills are being tested in his current role. Gambari is a United Nations Special Envoy to Myanmar. He was sent to the country this week to tell its military leaders to halt their brutal crackdown against peaceful protesters. This morning, he briefed the Security Council on his trip, and he joins us now from the UN. Thanks for being with us, sir.
My pleasure.
Now, your mission was to try to stop this crackdown by the government, yet the hunt for protesters continues, apparently unabated. The government admitted today that it's looking for some of the monks that led this peaceful protest. How do you respond to those who say that your mission has utterly failed?
Well, the mission has three components. One is to assess the situation on the ground. Don't forget, up till the time I left, the UN had no direct information as to precisely what was going on, why it was going on, and to the extent that was going on. The second part was to convey very strong messages to the leadership of the government of Myanmar on not just immediate issues arising from the crisis, but also mid-term and long-term. And the third aspect was to see if we could be a catalyst for to promote dialogue between Aung San Suu Kyi as the leader of the opposition group and the government of Myanmar, believing, as we do, that the only solution to the current crisis and even the mid-term or long-term solution is through dialogue.
But, sir, so, some question how much you actually accomplished. What do you say to those who say you didn't accomplish much?
One visit cannot, of course, achieve everything, but if we have three components of a mission and two were achieved, I think it could be said that we've made some progress. In any case, even in the case of the arrest, we did tell them and urge them to release detained persons, and yesterday or today, I understood they released 2,000 detainees, including about 780 monks.
Mr. Gambari, you met with detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Monday, and the photograph after your meeting with her seemed, and excuse me for saying this, it seemed like it was very painful. You were smiling, but she looked as if she was uncharacteristically defeated. How would you describe her mood right now?
Well, it depends on the pictures that you saw. There was another one where she was smiling. But, of course, there's nothing much to smile about, for sure, from her point of view. But she was okay. She, under the circumstance, her health was actually better, by her own admission, than it was in November 2006 when I had previously seen her. But I must tell you that she's very encouraged by the fact that the Burmese people, you know, show their discontent through demonstration, which was peaceful. And as you recall, she actually met some of the protesters briefly. Whether that was a lapse in security at the local level or not, I don't know. But so she kind of saw the people speaking out and demanding their rights. She was saddened by the reaction of the government, but she's also encouraged by the fact that the international community more than before, actually spoke up much more strongly, including ASEAN countries. That was a source of comfort to her, I think.
The opposition seems to have completely lost faith in the UN, given its history. You're the seventh UN envoy in the past 20 years, and the last envoy couldn't even get a visa the last time that he tried to visit. You sound to me to be very optimistic, but what makes you think and believe that things will be different now?
Well, I guess we're in the business of not giving up as the UN, because what is the alternative available to the Secretary General? However, the fact is I've been allowed in three times now, and each time I've been allowed to see the Senior General and Aung San Suu Kyi, and in the last visit, so allowed to see her twice. So that gives me some encouragement that perhaps, you know, there may be an opening there, and it's our job to try to promote such an opening for dialogue.
Mr. Gambari, thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
Ibrahim Gambari is a United Nations Special Envoy to Myanmar.